You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Lord, we are full of gratitude and joy as we come before you and praise you.
是何等的恩典,
such grace,
何等的荣耀,
such glory,
像我们这样子的罪人,
that even sinners like us,
我们可以来亲近你,
that we're able to draw near to you.
我们可以来把我们心中的感谢,口中的赞美归给你,
that we're able to lift up the thankfulness in our heart and our gratitude through our words.
但愿你早晨亲自在我们中间,
we pray that this morning your presence may be among us.
你来对我们的心说话,
that you may speak to our hearts.
好让我们听见了你的话,
so that when we hear your word,
我们的生命可以被你改变,
our lives will be changed.
你的荣耀可以充满在你的教会中,
your glory may be filled in this church.
你的恩典可以临到你的百姓,
your grace may be upon your people.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名,
we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们刚才所读的这一段圣经,
the passage we just studied,
是大部分弟兄姐妹都很熟悉的,
is pretty familiar to most of us.
这是在所谓的登山宝训里面的一段,
this is part of the Beatitude,
Sermon on the Mount.
Sermon on the Mount.
这一段的圣经,
this part of the Bible,
是天国的宪章,
is a revelation of the
constitution of the kingdom of God.
Of the kingdom of God.
主在登山宝训里面,
in the Beatitude,
in the Sermon on the Mount,
主先讲了八个福气,
the Beatitude.
The Lord talks about the Beatitudes.
那八个福气,
those Beatitudes,
是一个天国子民生命的特征,
are the characteristics of the kingdom of heaven.
没有那样的生命,
without such lives,
你是与天国无份的,
you have no part in the kingdom of God.
有了那样的生命,
with those lives,
那样的生命需要长大,
you have to grow.
那样的生命长大的根据是什么?
But what is the foundation of such growth?
是根据神的话,
it's according to the word of God.
所以从第五章讲完了八福以后,
so after chapter 5, after talking about the Beatitudes,
主就开始讲这个生命与神的话中间有哪些关系,
then the Lord talks about the relationship between that life and the word of God.
在那段圣经里,
in this passage,
主一直在重复一句话,
the Lord repeats one sentence.
你们听见有人说,
you hear other people say,
主这句话是什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
主这句话就是说, 你们听见有别人如此的解释圣经,
it means you hear the way other people interpret this passage.
但是我告诉你们, 他们的解释是错的,
but let me tell you, their interpretations are wrong.
真正的意思是什么?
What is the true meaning?
当主把圣经向他的门徒打开以后,
when the Lord opens the Bible to his disciples,
他开始讲到这个生命要怎么活出来,
he started talking about how to live out this life.
无论是属灵的生命应该怎么活,
whether it be the spiritual life,
无论是在地上的生活要注意哪些事情,
or the life on earth,
特别主提到了一个贪心,
especially Lord mentioned greed,
主提到了我们对金钱的态度,
also our attitude toward money,
主提到了我们信心的问题,
also the problems with our faith.
当主把这些生活上重要的原则讲完以后,
after the Lord talked about all these important principles,
主在他做登山宝训的结论以前
before he concluded in his Sermon on the Mount
他讲了我们今天读的这一段话
he talked about the passage that we studied today
因为这一段话
because this passage
对着一个有生命的人
to someone with that life
对着一个已经认识圣经的人
to someone who knows the Bible
对着一个开始学习怎么样过敬虔生活的人
to someone who's ready and starting to live a holy life
是非常非常的重要
this passage is especially important
但是这一段圣经
but this passage
在教会历史上
in the history of the church
恐怕也是被基督徒误解最多的一段圣经
This passage perhaps has the most misinterpretations.
我先要简单的说一下
I want to first briefly talk about
告诉你这些平常有的错误
I want to talk about the common mistakes.
第一个错误
The first one.
这一段圣经绝对不是叫基督徒做一个没有分辨力的人
This passage is not teaching the Christians to lose the judgment.
不是叫一个基督徒是一个老好人。
And not to teach us to become just a good person.
一个 doormat.
A doormat.
希特勒也很好。
Hitler is also good.
斯大林杀再多的人 OK.
The other person is also very good.
那个人去找小三没问题，那是他喜欢。
Or so-and-so has an affair with someone else. That's okay because...
他去搞同性恋，那他的事情。
Someone is practicing homosexuality. That's fine because that's what he wants.
这不是这段圣经教导的。
This is not what this passage is talking about.
你怎么知道这不是这段圣经教导的？
And how do you know if that's not what this passage is intended?
因为就在这段圣经的里面。
Because within this passage...
主就告诉门徒你要分辨什么是人什么人是猪什么人是狗
because in this passage the Lord teaches his disciple to be able to distinguish between who is the pigs and who are the dogs
你不要随便把珍珠丢给他的
and do not just toss your pearl to those people
这需要判断力吗
you need to be able to distinguish
不但如此
not only so
全本的新约圣经
the whole New Testament
非常清楚地告诉我们
Clearly tells us
基督徒是有原则的
that Christians have principles.
譬如说
for example,
哥林多前书第五章那里
in 1 Corinthians chapter 5,
保罗要求把一个犯奸淫的人交给撒旦
Paul requested to hand over someone, an adulteress to Satan.
在腓立比书三章那里
in the book of Philippians chapter 3,
保罗提醒腓立比的弟兄姐妹
Paul reminded the brothers and sisters in that church
要防备什么犬类啊
To be aware of
dogs.
the dogs
那些作恶的人啊
Or the evildoers
所以基督徒绝对不是一个没有原则的人
Therefore Christians are definitely not ones without principles
我不知道你有没有读过加拉太书第五章十二节
I don't know if you've ever read Galatians chapter 5 verse 12
我从来没有听过一个基督徒有这么大的胆量
I've never heard any Christian with such guts
能够真的站住神的原则
Who can stand so firmly on the principle of God
这段圣经
This passage
也不是告诉基督徒我们的信仰是一个心想事成的信仰
is also not telling Christian that it's a religion that can bring you whatever you want
不是你们祈求就给你们
it's not that whatever you seek will be given to you
叩门就给你们开门
it's not that whatever you knock on
寻找就寻见
Or whatever you seek will be given to you.
所以你想要什么就有什么。
Therefore, whatever you want, you shall get them.
这绝对不是这段圣经教的。
That is not the intention of this passage.
这段圣经也不是告诉我们基督徒要去求圣灵。
And this is also not teaching the Christians to seek for the Holy Spirit.
因为有的人说，你看他这里讲的是求好东西。
Because here it talks about to ask for the good things.
你的天父会把好东西给他吗？
And that your heavenly Father will give those good things to.
他们用的其他的经文就说这个好东西就是圣灵。
And they use other passages and say that good thing is the Holy Spirit.
基督徒永远不需要去求圣灵。
The Christians will never need to ask for Holy Spirit.
因为你一重生得救，圣灵就已经住在你的里面。
Because once you believe, once you are saved, the Holy Spirit lives in you.
这段圣经。
This passage
更多的被人误会
is more misinterpreted.
是第十二节
verse 12.
那里讲到的一个所谓的黄金定律
That is the golden principle.
你要怎么对待别人？你要别人怎么对待你？
However you want other people to treat you.
你怎么去对待别人
？You have to treat them the same way.
我们。多少的时候把这一节完全误会
Many times we completely misinterpreted this verse.
这段圣经绝对不是告诉你
This passage is definitely not telling you.
你如果希望别人怎么对你
If you want other people to treat you in one way,
你就去那样子对别人
then you treat that person in the same way.
有一个年轻人跑来跟我说
There is a young person who came to me.
这是耶稣的命令，对吧？
This is the command of Jesus, right?
我说对。
I said yes.
我希望别人怎么对我，我就去应该怎么样对别人，对吧？
I will do to others however that I want them to do to me.
我说不一定。
I said not necessarily.
我是耶稣说的。
He says, well, this is what Jesus said.
我说你心里在想什么，你说吧。
And I ask, well, what are you thinking?
我希望那个女孩子亲我。
I want that girl to kiss me.
所以我就过去亲她。
So I want to go up and kiss her.
这是耶稣教的吗
？Is this what Jesus is teaching?
当然不是。
Of course not.
我们来看看耶稣讲的这段话。
Let us take a closer look at this passage.
到底耶稣把这么重要的一段话，在登山宝训的结论之前特别讲的这段话。
This passage that is just before the conclusion of the Sermon on the Mount. This passage.
耶稣要跟我们说什么
What does Jesus want to say to us?
耶稣说第一节
In the first verse, Jesus says
你们不要论断人
Do not judge others
免得你们被论断
Or you too will be judged
你们如果有 teenager 的孩子
If you have a teen living
in your home 你会发现你的孩子最熟悉的一节圣经就是这节
You will realize that your kid is probably most familiar with this verse.
你每次管他的时候
Every time you try to discipline them.
他就跟你讲说 don't judge.
And they tell you don't judge.
每次如果你发现他的朋友他的同学做了什么坏事
Every time you discover that his or her friends did something bad.
你在那里说哎呀不可以这个样子
And you're there to say, hey, don't do this.
他就跟你说 don't judge.
Then they'll tell you don't judge.
他就是引用这节圣经。
They quote from this verse.
其实他完全不懂这节圣经。
Actually, they don't really understand this particular verse.
中文翻作论断。
In Chinese, it's judgment.
论断这个字的原文。
The original text in the original language.
它有两个完全相反的意思。
It has two opposing meanings.
一个是非常正面的
one is in the positive light
一个是非常负面的
the other one is negative
那你怎么知道这个字在这里应该是正面的还是负面呢
But how do you know whether to interpret it in the positive way or in the negative way
你就要看上下文
You have to read into the context
这是为什么我一直跟弟兄姊妹说
This is why I stress to our brothers and sisters
严格的讲
Technically speaking
你可以不懂希腊文。
You don't have to understand Greek.
你可以不懂希伯来文。
You don't have to understand Hebrew.
但是你绝对不可以不懂上下文。
But you cannot not understand context.
因为如果你不懂上下文。
Because if you don't.
你就是懂原文，你也是乱讲。
Even if you understand the original language, you don't understand anything.
正面的意思。
In the positive way,
可以翻作 discern.
This word can be translated to discern.
分辨。
To discern.
是一个没有偏见的判断。
It's a judgment without any prejudice.
这是正面的。
This is positive.
负面的呢？
And negatively,
负面的意思。
That meaning
是把自己当作审判官
is to view yourself as the judge
去定罪别人
and to accuse other people
正面的时候
in the positive light
你的动机
your motivation
你的心态
Your attitude
是认识真理
is, comes from someone who knows the truth.
是希望对自己有更多的帮助
And is to hope that it will be helpful to you.
对别人也有帮助
And also helpful to other people.
负面的时候
In the negative light
是希望把自己抬高
You're motivated to lift up yourself
借着贬低别人
through looking down on other people
我们每一个人
every one of us
都有论断别人的本领
we have the ability to judge other people
我们也有非常强的意愿
and we also have that strong motivation
特别是如果我们在属灵的事情上
especially in the spiritual realm
我们多听了一点
if we hear slightly more
我们懂得多一点的时候
or if we understand slightly more than other people
那我们在这一方面就变成了专家
then we become that, the expert in that particular field
耶稣讲的这段话
in this passage that Jesus talked about
说你们不要论断人
And it says, do not judge other people.
免得你们被论断。
Or you too will be judged.
请注意耶稣不是说。
Please pay attention. Here Jesus is not saying.
哎，你不希望别人论断你吧。
You don't want other people to judge you, right?
那你就不要去论断别人。
Then you don't judge other people.
请问各位。
Let me ask everyone.
你不论断别人。
If you do not judge other people,People,
能保证别人不论断你吗
Does that guarantee that other people will not judge you?
没那个事儿
That is not true.
所以耶稣这句话说绝对不要把不要论断别人解释为我为了逃避别人论断我所以我不去论断别人
So here Jesus is not saying because I want to avoid judgment from other people therefore I do not judge.
耶稣这句话真正的意思
The true meaning that Jesus tries to convey here.
我们不能够带着那种没有怜悯的心态。
We cannot carry a merciless heart.
去审判别人。
To judge other people or to accuse.
为什么我们不要这样做呢
？Why do we not want to do that?
因为当我们对人没有怜悯。
Because when we don't show mercy to other people.
当我们对人没有爱。
When we don't show love to others,
我们只是在那里审判别人的时候
when we are just there to accuse or to judge other people,
我们在神的面前
in front of God,
会让我们这个人得到从神来的审判
then we receive the judgment that comes from God.
所以耶稣这句话
therefore, this passage that, God, that Jesus is saying,
如果用一些意义
And to talk about the meaning,
应该这样说,
it should be written this way.
你千万不要去审判别人,
Do not judge other people.
免得上帝来修理你啊。
Otherwise, God will discipline you himself.
第二节,
and then the second verse.
第二节告诉我们什么呢?
What is the second verse telling us?
是当你去论断别人的时候
is when you judge other people
你用什么标准
what kind of standard you use to judge other people
你用什么样的标准
that standard,
上帝就会用同样的标准来衡量你。
God will use the same standard to measure you.
你知道在犹太人的传说里面
You know, in the Jewish stories,
他们相信
They believe that
上帝有两把尺
They believe that God has two sets of rulers.
有一把尺是公义的尺
One is the ruler of justice.
另外有一把尺是怜悯的尺。
The other one is the ruler of mercy.
如果我们用公义的尺去量别人
If we use the ruler of justice to measure other people,
上帝就用公义的尺来量我们。
They will, then God will use the ruler of justice to measure us.
如果我们用怜悯的尺去量别人
however, if we use the ruler of mercy to measure other people,
上帝也用怜悯的尺来量我们。
Then God will also use that ruler of mercy to measure us.
当我在思想这几句话的时候
When I'm thinking about these verses,
我深深的感觉到
I deeply felt that
在我的里面
In me,
这是一个何等危险的地方。
This is such a dangerous zone.
太多的时候
Because there are many times
我们说是为着维护真理
We claim to be defending truth
但是在维护真理的时候
But in doing so
我们失去了爱心
We lose the love
不是真理不重要
It's not that truths are not important
问题是
The problem is
一个没有爱心的人
Without love
是没有资格讲真理
No one deserves to talk about truth
主从第三节到第五节
From verse 3 to verse 5
怕我们听不懂
He was afraid that we wouldn't be able to understand
所以他给我们一个例子
Therefore he gave us an example
在这个例子的里面
in this example
是一个非常强烈的对比
there's a strong contrast
一个人眼中有良木
if one person has a plank in his eyes
当然我们都知道没有良木可以放在我们自己的眼里
we all, of course know that no one can place that plank in our eyes
良木是很大的
because that is very big
一个大的梁木怎么能跑到我们眼睛里去呢
Such a big plank, how can it enter our eyes?
我们却要自己眼中有梁木的时候要去帮助另外一个人说哎，你眼里面有一个小木头、
And when we have such a big plank in our eye, we still want to go help out other people and tell them that there's a sawdust in their eye.
这是个大问题啊。
This is a big problem.
你读到这节话的时候
When you study this verse,
你大概就可以感受到
You can kind of experience that.
当时在听耶稣讲这些话的人
At the time when those people were listening to Jesus,
一定每一个人都笑翻了
They were probably laughing.
因为这觉得这个太好笑了
Because this is very funny.
哪有这么笨的人
Why would there be such a...
怎么可能自己眼里面有个大木头还要去跟别人讲哎你眼里面有个小刺
Because it's foolish to think about people with a plank in their eyes would go tell other people that there's sawdust in their eyes.
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters
在圣经里面
In the Bible
大卫的故事我们很熟悉的
The story of David we're very familiar with
大卫犯了奸淫的罪
David committed adultery.
不但奸淫
Not only so.
还谋杀
He also committed murder.
但是他自己呢
But he himself.
很平安啊
He was full of peace.
他觉得他很好啊
He thinks it's great.
等到先知拿单去跟他讲故事
It was not until Prophet Nathan went to tell him a story.
他一听到那个故事
As soon as he heard the story、
哦、他气得不得了啊
He was very angry
他大大的发怒啊
He revealed his wrath
他要说这个人绝对应该好好的修理
he said that this person deserves punishment.
请问各位,
Let me ask you.
拿单讲的故事里面的那个人坏不坏?
The main character in the story told by Nathan, is that person bad?
坏不坏?
Is he?
很坏啊。
He's very bad.
自己有钱。
He's rich himself.
还要欺负个穷人。
And he bullied a poor person.
真的很坏。
He's very bad.
但是各位。
But everyone.
大卫有没有看见他的恶比故事里面的那个人恶还要多许多倍呢?
Did David see that his own evil is much greater than the character of Nathan's story?
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.